or 122-13 in Avenue Nutrition to Helen Nunley. This is N-U-N-L-E-Y from H-E-L-E-N 49962. Patient turns out to for diabetic foot care. I saw Dr. Matouk last in December for follow-up for diabetes on insulin under good control. There's been no change in her medicine. She's complaining of a painful callus on the end of her left great toe and especially on the on her left heel, a period. She presents today for evaluation care. There's a painful hypercarditis lesion in the distal left great toe and the posterior lateral aspect of left heel. Very painful palpation period. One there's three plus edema on the left ankle. Very painful over the ATFL and over the fibular the lateral malleolus period. The stylus piece pills are not palpable. Nails are long and cortotic. Assessment painful ankle joint capsulitis for the edema left ankle, painful hypercarditis lesions, distal left great toe, and posterior lateral left heel. 3, onychocortosis nails left foot. 4, history of IDDM and parenteral. 5, beak amputation with prosthesis right side. Plan number 1, debris nails and lesion digestion clank. 2, a patient dispensed of foam padding to protect the left great toe. 3, she's injected with 10 milligrams of ketamine, 1 cc, 0.25 percent marcapane, 1 cytocompare in over the lateral left ankle to reduce the swelling and inflammation. She will minimize any more, or she will keep the foot elbowing off and return to the office in 9 weeks for regular diabetic foot care, or sooner in the next 3 to 4 weeks if the swelling does not resolve, period, and short information. Helen Nunley, 49962. Next turned, this was a patient, Lisa Barrera. The last name is B-A-R-R-E-R-A, first name L-A-S-A, 740-46. Chief place, 44-year-old female, presents the office today. Complaining of pain in the ball of her foot, a period. She presented with finger arm for 3 to 4 weeks, a period. She is on and off her job, on and off her feet for a job, all day long on hard services, wears a dress, high heel shoe, but she states this is no different than she normally has done a period. She has really not changed any particular activity, but when she started noticing pain 6 weeks ago, it seems like it's gotten gradually worse period. She presents safe for primary care, referred by her primary care physician, Dr. Stephen Helper, period. Past medical history being chart for examined dermatology. Normally left foot's examined today, period. The pain on the ball of the right foot, period. Normally the right foot's examined day, period. On palpation, there's pain in the ball of the right foot under the in the second, third, and fourth MP joints, in the second inner space, and in the third inner space, period. Sorry, that should all be under skeletal pathology. Before that should be vascular and the vascular dorsalis piece dispersals are two or four on the right foot. Then what I described for the skeletal pathology should be there. Neurological patient's insurance goes intact by period. There's decreased sensorium to the dorsal, plantar, and medial aspect of the right fourth digit period. Ultrasound, the right forefoot of the form. This is number 3. Location, indication, technique, the same as the final as the planner. Second, third, and fourth inner spaces are imaged. There's increased hypocotic intensity at the second MP joint in the second inner space, period. In the third inner space, there's increased ovoid hypercoxic intensity consistent with an inflammation of the intermetatarsal nerve, period. No foreign body mass, tumor, cyst, node, period. Period. Finding consistent with inflammation in the second, third inner space. I'm sorry, second MTP joint and second inner space, and an enlargement of the intermetatarsal nerve in the third inner space on the all on the right foot. Period. Patient's note is a painful capsulitis, neuritis, second MTP joint, second inner space, right foot to neuritis slash neuropraxia, right fourth digital nerve, right fourth digit, 3, foot and ankle pain. Plan number 1, review finding patient's got treatment. 2, under ultrasound imaging, the right foot is injected in the area of maximal tenderness in the second MP joint and the third inner space. To reduce swelling in the patient, she's given samples of prescription for Celebrex, 200 milligrams QD. She's instructed to minimize activity 24 hours of immune activity. Avoid walking barefoot on hard surfaces and return to the office in 2 weeks following care and initial visit on patient Lisa Barrera, 740-46, and the same patient's date, the letter addressed to Stephen Helper, MD. Thank you for the patient. Thank you very much. Next is a attorney, Rachel Sanders, also as S-A-N-D-E-R-S, first name R-A-C-H-E-L. Patient returns to the office today, complaining of pain in her left ankle. She was doing her dance activity, preparing for a studio workshop she's doing this week in Las Vegas. This was on Saturday, and she started noticing came down one time on her foot and noticed some pain. Later on, after the practice in the evening, it became more painful. On Saturday and or Sunday and Monday, it got gradually worse, and she presented today for evaluation and care period. But there's no edema, no erythema at the left ankle. The pain is primarily on dorsiflexion and plantar flexion over the extensor digitorum longus tendon and over the area of the syndesmotic ligament when she dorsiflexes, period. Radiographs and APM, all radiographs taken, they reveal no fracture dislocation, bone stocks to the normal limits, no significant soft tissue effusion, period. Assessment, probable extensor tendonitis with high syndesmotic ligament sprain, left ankle, stage 1. 2, foot and ankle pain, plantar left side. Plan number 1, discuss treatment number 2. At this time, patient will tape before dance classes, ice afterwards, and take OTC anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen, up to 2 to 400 milligrams once a day after exercise, but not before, period. She has continued pain after her workshop. Next week, she will return for reevaluation period, and the chart on patient, Rachel Sanders, 62836, is a chart on patient, Leo Simon, last name is, SIOMN for some LEO, 32218, patient turns out of follow care, painful capsulitis neuritis on the right, vital feet, periostase, both feet are better, the right foot more so than the left foot still, more tender, especially when he first gets up in the morning or after he's been on his feet, the periodectomy is, decreased pain of patient in the second, and third MP joints, and the second, third hammer toes on the right foot, on the left foot, he still has pain at the second MP joint on the left foot, period, this is mild edema, or anything, period assessment, painful capsulitis, vital feet improved, left foot some right, 2, hemorrhage to corneal valve feet, right with some left. Plan number 1, patient will continue with the supportive shoe gear, avoid walking barefoot on hard surfaces, and period. 3, he's starting on soaks for partial painful ingrown nail on the right great toe. Watch for any signs of infection, return to office in 1 month for reevaluation, should have had increases in his period, and a chart on patient Leo Simon, 32218. Patrick Allman, last name is ALLMON for some PATRICK 48934. Patient turns out to diabetic picker, a sort of tang in January, follows diabetes on oral medicine under poor control. Period, he's complaining of ingrown nails, painful calcium, both deep, he's still having a lot of pain. Being able to ambulate, this is really stiffening up, period. Objective physical examination is the skin, the feet is trichotomy, acid and growth, the decrease in skin, the nails along, so ectotic hypercut, lesion noted, the plantar first and feet, vital feet, right, worse and left, 1 to 2 plus even angles, or south, feet, first trace, no clubbing sign of assessment, recurrent on a disability, on the nails, vital feet, 2 hypercut, out lesion, first and feet, vital feet, 3, vital feet, lacking edema, 4, peripheral 5, strain and edema, and poor control, plan 1, debris, nails, and leash, digestion, length, to counsel, and diabetic foot care, 3, I recommend the patient see a rheumatologist, he declines at this time, return to my office in 9 weeks, regular diabetic foot care, syndrome of thumbs, and a chart on patient, Patrick Allman, 48934, and Larry Stevens, also known as STEPHENS, for some LARY, 14864. Patient turns out today, may have increased pain and swelling in the left right toe, going on for about 2 weeks, a period. He has a history of trauma and changing shoe gear, period. He states that his nails have been thick for a long time, and he's concerned about them seeming to get worse. Now the left right toe has really been bothering him, period. He had no history of trauma, period. Dexter's never was a the hallux nail, the left hallux nail is very thick and destroyed, cryptotic, mycotic, and painful palpation with distal rubor and erythema, period. He has multiple fungal nails on both feet, period. Assessment, painful paranychia, onychomycosis, and cellulitis, left great toe, 2, onychomycosis, nails off feet, 3, foot pain, plan 1, review finding with patient, discuss treatment number 2, a total bolus, left great nail, corneal anesthesia, the external soaks, antibiotics, nail plate biopsy done with the left great nail, he was sent for the LFTs, and CBC and LFTs, we'll start the medicine pending lab results, period, he'll return to the office in 1 week, follows care, and the chart patient, Larry Stevens, 14864. The chart in Guadalupe, Cota, last name is COTA, for some GUADALUPE, 451144. Patient returns to the office today for follow-up care of a ulceration on that lateral aspect of the right foot. Patient been soaking twice a day. Instructor says blood sugar is 124 this morning. Period. Effective examiner was the ulceration ceiling wellness down to approximately 10 by 10 millimeters on the lateral side of the right fifth metatarsal. A hard escrow on the dorsal aspect of the PIP joint, fourth digit. Period. Both are debrided today. Period. Assessment. Ulceration, lateral fifth metatarsal, right foot improved. UTSA 1A, 2, hypercarditis lesion with scab, dorsal right fourth digit with no infection. 3, hispanity, DM, and apparent control. Plan number 1, the ulceration is debrided on the lateral aspect of the right fifth metatarsal. It's stressed with betadine, dorsal band. 2, patient will continue soaking once a day. We'll start applying a Bactroban ointment, which she's given a prescription for, period. She's finished her antibiotics, period. She will stay in an open shoe with no pressure on the lateral aspect of the right foot and return to the office in 2 weeks following care. And the chart mentioned Guadalupe Cota, 451. 4-4. Next is a Church Miller Woods. Last name is WODS. Last name MILDRED 2914. Patient turns out today, playing pain now on the end of the fourth toe of the right foot. Period. Shakes the third toe. Continues to push over the top of the fourth toe and push it down, and it's painful now on the end of the toe. Period. Exam reveals an HD, the distal aspect, distal plantar lateral aspect of the right fourth digit, which is a severe adductor varus contracture. Period. Radiographs. I review the radiographs of the patient previously taken and show her the how the fourth toe is on the right foot is rotating underneath the third toe and causing the painful lesion on the end of the toe. A period. She desires to have this removed. A period. Objective physical exam reveals. Period. Assessment: painful hemorrhage to deformity with HD. Fourth digit right foot. 2 foot pain plantar. 1. Review finding patient discussed 3 matters. 2. Two patient is in, patient is dispensed a crest pad, CREST, off weight bear the end of their right fourth toe. She requires 1 month returning office at that time for reevaluation. I recommend surgical correction for the hammer toe deformity. Period. Intern Mildred Woods, 2914. Next is attorney Jose Ramirez. Last name is Ramirez. Present in JOSE 51702. Patient turns out safe for glabellar ulceration on the right great toe. Period. So constructed and applying the topical Bactrim band. Period. Breakfast zone of the ulceration is essentially closed. There's a hard hypercarditis lesion along the entire medial plantar aspect of the interphalangeal joint in the right great toe. And this is debris today. Period. Recurrent hypercarditis lesion in the central left arch due to the shark or neuropathy. Period. The ulcerations on both on the anterior aspect of the right lower leg is completely closed. There's no drainage. It's just severely xerotic skin. Period. Assessment: ulceration with hyperkeratosis, right great toe resolved. 2, exostosis, right great toe. 3, hyperkeratosis with shark neuropathy and exostosis plantar right left arch. 3 sided edema under parenteral plantar 1. Ulceration site is debrided on the right great toe and dressed with betadine dressal bandage. 2 patients will discontinue soaking. Continue with the Bactrim band and no Band-Aid. 3, we'll get back into closed shoes during Thomas. 4, you've used moisturizing lotion on the dry skin on both lower legs. I will watch for any signs of recurrent infection. Return the office in 2 weeks, fellow care. And the chart on patient Jose Ramirez, 51702. Less than BREAUX, less than JOHN, 63598. Patient turns the office today. How are you doing? 4, bulb care of onychomycosis and Sidney Peterson model feet. A period, he went and had a lab work done. Never get the prescription for the medication. A period. Such a care of the same complaints of dried, scaling skin and the thickened fungal nails. A period. Bictal examples of feet are unchanged from a previous examination over 6 months ago. A period. Liver enzymes on the LFTs were extremely elevated, and the PS was positive for fungus. Period. Assessment: painful onychomycosis on the feet 2, tinea pedis on feet 3, elevated liver enzymes. Plantar 1, I explained to the patient I cannot start him on the medication because of his elevated liver enzymes. 2, we can recheck that if we would like and see whether they've gone down before we start him on the oral medicine. 3, start on the topical medicine, Oxystat, BID, and we're turning up in 2 months false care. Sooner if he wants to check his, do the further blood test. 3, and short information, John. Bro, 63598. A chart mentioned James Ingram. My name is INGRAM. Present JAMES 24134. Patient turns out to diabetic pancreatitis with cutaneous CATANIA in January. Follows diabetes on insulin control. Test assures sure 115. Run by his wife. His caregiver. Period. He's complaining of ingrown nails. Counts on both feet. Period. Check the physical examples of the skin. The feet is right. Rhyocrotope. Absent. Brother. Degus. Skin. For nails. Along with the stomatotic. Hypercarditis. Lesion noted. The infallible joints. Great toes. Mild heels. No solid feet. Post trace. Woman's lifting the angles. No coming sign of this assessment. Recurrent on the city. When I cut his nails off feet. Do hepatic lesions, great toes, and vital heels. 3, he's been IDDM in a parenteral plantar 1, the brain nails and lesions, I think, to counsel on diabetic foot cancer, 9 weeks at risk diabetic foot cancer, and information to James Ingram, 24134. Next number, Warren Dobson, less than the DOBSON, some WAREN, 21121, patient turns out, they follow care of a painful capsulitis on the left great toe joint. Period. He's doing much better after the injection. Period. The blood test done. 3, effective example reveals the erythema decrease in left great toe joint, no pain or range of motion. Period. Lab work shows elevated uric acid and sed rate. Also, his blood sugars were quite elevated, but this was a non-fasting blood test. Period. He is adjusting his medication with his primary care physician. Period. Assessment: painful capsulitis. First and left foot resolved. 2, hyperuricemia. 3, sudden edema and parenteral. 4 foot pain, plantar 1. Patient started on Uloric, U-L-O-R-I-C, 40 milligrams QD. He's given samples for this for the last 30 days. He will send the lab. We'll go to the lab in 4 weeks to check his uric acid set rate. Return to the office in 5 weeks, follow care. And the chart mentioned Warren Thompson. 21121. For Michael May, last name is MAY, for some MACHAEL 74029, patient turns on public care of a partial matrix of the right granial period, and so taking the antibiotics in the obstructive period, also soaked the other foot, and I mean no problems in the left great toe period. Mother's, however, is concerned about problems she noticed on the bottom of the right foot that's been there for some time, but did not, now she's more concerned about it, but seems like it's gotten bigger, a period. Back to the arms, a lateral border, right granial ceiling, well, some mild rubor, no erythema, no drainage, discharge, no infection period. On the plan the right foot, there is a 3 by 3 millimeter raised hypercurrent lesion, 10 pound patient, which is consistent with either foreign body versus a rucoid tissue, period. Assessment, set of the partial matrix, lateral border, right granial ceiling, well, two, painful soft tissue lesion, plan right foot, plan number one, nail border, because of proximity, disabated, under sorbent, two, basically continue soaking once a day for 1 week. After that, we discontinue soaking. Scope the nail border, watch for any signs of current infection. Three, the lesion of the right foot is debrided. He started on OTC medication. See if this will, and instruct how to use it appropriately. See if this will remove the lesion. He returned it off in 2 weeks for reevaluation of the nail and the lesion. If the lesion is continues to resolve topically, no other treatment will be needed. Otherwise, consider excision, period. And a chart mentioned to Michael May, 74029. Send a dictation for the afternoon. Thank you very much.